Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each and every breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, emanating golden, beautiful light energy. Allow this golden light to grow brighter and brighter, spreading throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing your heart and your lungs to be filled with joy, peace, love, and forgiveness. Allowing this beautiful light, golden light energy, to flow into each and every red blood cell that's passing through your heart and your lungs, carrying healing energy to every extremity of your body. And now continue to see this light as it moves up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And continue to see this light now as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication and clear downloads. Continue to see this golden light as it moves down into the stomach and the diaphragm, activating healing within these organs of digestion and deeper breathing, allowing for the assimilation of your energies, your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of digestion, allowing you to assimilate your nutrients and your light energies. Continue to see the light as it flows into the kidneys, the liver, the gallbladder, the spleen, the pancreas, and the bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. And now continue to see your light as it moves into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing to these organs of release and reproduction, raising you in vibration, healing, balancing you, restoring you with life force, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now see this light as it continues to flow through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with beautiful golden white light. See this light as it raises you in vibration, as it clears away any low frequencies, any low vibrations, raising you through each and every breath, reconnecting you to source. Continue to see the light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords, to be released to Mother Earth, to be recycled, to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the golden white light that is within your body as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, removing any darkness, any heaviness, increasing you in love and peace and joy, wisdom and abundance, and all things that are good. Allow this energy to flow through each and every pore, every opening of your body, until you are now surrounded and filled with beautiful, healing, golden white light. Allow this light that surrounds you to protect you, to comfort you, to heal you, to allow you to attract to your life all that you desire, that is good, that is for your highest good. Allow those that you come in contact with to be healed through this light, to be restored, to be filled with joy, to release any heavy or negative energy that they possess, as long as they choose to allow this light to enter into their hearts, they will be restored. Continue to see this light as it now goes out into the room, the space you're in, feeling the space completely bringing balance, now moving through the walls, any obstacles, out into your neighborhood, your village, your town, your city, continuing to spread the golden white light in every direction, allowing it to encompass all things all life comes in contact with, reclaiming the earth, raising the vibration of all living beings upon it. Continue to see this light as it fills your city and your state, your country, and now moving out throughout the world. Allow all of our lights to join together as one, increasing each and every one of us in healing, in courage, in love, in peace, in oneness, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies that exist on our planet, simply dissolving those energies and raising the vibration of love, of oneness, of family. Continue to see our light as it now grows stronger and stronger, blessing each and every one of us with peace and joy. Continue to see this light as it now flows deep into Mother Earth, connecting with our subterranean family, uniting us through the light and through our love. See the light as it now moves out into the atmosphere of the earth, healing the air that we breathe, moving beyond the earth, out into our universe, throughout the multiverse, reconnecting with our family of light that is off planet. Allow us all to come together in this space and this time in our remembrance of oneness, of our purpose for being here at this time, increasing each and every one of us in the peace in our hearts and love and the spirit of joy and oneness and healing. Allow this to be so as we reconnect through the light of Source. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for sharing your light with me. That was amazing. I feel pumped right now. Thank you so much. Wow, this has been an incredible ride. I am enjoying every minute of it. So now we're going to look at the Turtle Clan. This is our last clan readings we will give. And then we'll be moving into our sacred tarot, which is going to be phenomenal. You have learned so much already. And prepare yourself for so much more. Now, the Turtle Clan are the beaver, the brown bear, and the snow goose people. You are born into the element of earth. And this is where your powers and responsibility are to Mother Earth. Turtle Clan people hold the energies of Earth within them. This is the most stable of all the elements, and it gives this clan the ability to create stability in their lives and the world around them. Turtle Clan people are rooted in the power of the Earth and their ability to sustain others. As a result of this strong connection to planet Earth, these people are essential to the awakening of humanity. You will see this in their readings. They are quite phenomenal. Now, when turtle people settle in an area or in a relationship, they send deep roots into the Earth to provide a stable base on which to build. And this is one of the reasons why we send the silver cords into the earth. Because I happen to be one of these Turtle Clan people as well. This is my rising sign, the beaver people. And it's a natural tendency to want to create stability by really reconnecting to Mother Earth, putting your feet on the ground. Now, when this clan makes friends, they are usually friendships for life, unless you do something that conflicts with an ideal that they cherish more than your friendship. They are people who tend to be the foundation stones of their family. Turtle Clan people are very loyal. Once they decide that something or someone is right for them, they are very firm in their decision. It can be more difficult for them to change their minds, but some are easier to do this than others. And that's because of the makeup that you have. Now, these people are constant in their opinions and ideas, and because of this trait, they can be a great source of security as well as frustration. Some people call them stubborn. But woe upon you if you tell a turtle friend that you will do something with them and then change your mind for any reason other than an emergency. Turtle people keep their word, and they find it difficult to understand people who do not do the same. Now, the members of this clan have the ability to embody the concepts of growth as well as stability because their earth element is so strong. Now, think about that. They have the ability to embody the concepts of growth. So, Turtle Clan people, you are here to grow. But you grow through creating stability. And that is something that a lot of people need to learn. And so you have great lessons to teach. Now, this gives you the power to change your mind as well. Where some people think you're stubborn and you never change your mind, you absolutely have the power to change your mind. And you must remember this. Now, turtle people do not have to be fixed in their thinking because you can grow into new ways of seeing things. You just have to open your eyes to them. So turtle people have to avoid creating a hardness in their mind because it is like becoming stone in your thinking. You will find people who are out of balance. Turtle people who are out of balance have this issue that they become like stone in their thinking. You need to remain flexible so that the stiffness of your mind does not settle into your body. So being flexible of mind also translates into a flexible body. Okay, it's very important that you understand this. You will find that in people who suffer from stiffness in their body, they're more fixed in their thinking. So once Turtle Clan people are rooted and grounded, they will help their family, friends, the business, and any ideas that they believe in to grow. This growth is solid because it's built steadily, not hasty or quick. Any changes that they make are usually permanent. Turtle people are meticulous and very thorough in their thinking. Their planning is solid. When they are balanced and rooted, they believe in seeing things through till the end, even if it means that they may end up with the short end of the stick. They have courage and tenacity to face their challenges head on. Turtle people teach others by example. They walk their talk. This describes the ones that have found their balance and are rooted in the energy of the earth. Members of this clan sometimes appear slow, even clumsy, but this is often just an outward appearance. Like the turtle, they are intelligent and crafty, and most often win the race against whatever hair they are racing against. These people often attain the goals that they seek simply by continuing to move forward, not allowing anything to stop their forward movement. And they do this long after others have given up. Turtle Clan folks tend to be self-sacrificing. If they see a place where they can be of service, they will strive to fill it, even if it means giving up the things that they are supposed to be doing in life, because they will sacrifice them for others. Now, because of their bravery and stubbornness, they find it hard to remove themselves from situations and people. Now, this is a proven weakness of the turtle people, and this can make them a martyr to a cause or a person that they should have left long ago. Now, if you are a member of this clan, you need to know how powerful you are and the magic you hold within you. The earth element relates to a maternal or mothering energy, both receiving mothering and giving mothering, and by extension, physical and emotional nourishment. In addition to balance and nourishment, The virtue of the earth element is integrity. Integrity refers not only to keeping your word and honesty, but also as it relates to the body. So you have a much stronger body and mind than most of the other clans. Now, although earth is a yin element, it can exist in either a yang or a yin state. When earth expresses masculine yang energy, its color is yellow and is symbolized by a heel. When earth expresses feminine yin energy, its color is gold and symbolized by a valley. Now, earth elemental personality traits are stable, practical, reliable, industrious, empathetic, honest, kind, and prudent. These people value friendships. People ruled by the earth element do well to meditate and to nourish themselves physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is something that will help you stay balanced and centered, as well as grounded. Now, you must learn to develop clear boundaries, because you are the earth element. And remember, we walk on the earth. So you will have a tendency to allow people to walk on you. So you have to develop clear boundaries. You have to learn how to take care of yourself. And the challenge for earth types is to honor their sympathetic nature. You tend to feel for people. You know what they're going through. This is natural for you. But you need to honor your nature and show great kindness to others without sacrificing yourself. You see? So that is a challenge for you. Now, in our bodies, earth is our flesh, our muscles, and what we are made of, and therefore what we metabolize as food. It is our digestive system and where we compost our waste. Earth's body organs are the stomach, the spleen, and the pancreas. Now, earth types should avoid foods that antagonize the stomach because they may have a disposition for stomach disorders, such as ulcers and indigestion. A weak spleen can cause immune system problems due to poor assimilation of nutrients. And your spleen cleans your blood. It is the place where the toxins go first when they enter your body. So be conscious of eating foods that are clean, free of toxins and all these other poisonous ingredients that are out here in our food today. Be very conscious of that because your spleen is very sensitive to those toxins. Now, since the sweet taste is associated with the earth element, earth types can develop a sweet tooth. Now, you must avoid the tendency to indulge in too many sweets and rich desserts. Stomach illness and earth imbalance are indicated as deep sagging facial lines from the base of the nose to the outer corners of the lip. That will indicate a stomach illness or an earth imbalance within your body. Now, when your earth energy is in balance, you are a well-grounded, nurturing, compassionate person, sometimes depicted as the archetypal earth mother. When earth is harmonious, we feel confident, at ease, comfortable with life, practical, easy to be present, free, accepting, and receptive. Earth people like to bring others together and make good mediators or peacemakers, as well as reliable friends. They often enjoy both preparing food and eating it. They will have a larger build than average. And even if you are a small frame person, you will be a little thicker than the other small frame people you may know. Now, when people have weak earth, weak ki, life force within them, they can be worriers and meddlers. They are prone to deep thought. When earth is out of balance, We can often feel ungrounded, uprooted, never satisfied, always in doubt, and do not trust anyone. Because of this, it is easy to feel abandoned, out of place, awkward, self-conscious, and ill at ease. They may overwork, especially in studying or other intellectual work. They are vulnerable to digestive problems and diarrhea. They may gain weight easily and lose it with difficulty. Their bodies have a tendency to make excessive mucus, and they may suffer from cloudy thinking and a lack of clarity. And you will also see this as cloudy urine, cloudy eyes. It's a sign that your earth energy is out of balance. Now, the negative emotions that imbalanced earth creates is being prejudiced, biased, cheating, lethargic, artificial, unfair, awkward, imbalanced, inconsistent, shaky, envious, unsynchronized, unfriendly, inhospitable, anxious, worried, blaming, dissatisfied, and being judgmental. When your earth element is in balance, you will experience positive emotions. You will be fair, spontaneous, genuine, harmonious, elegant, practical, centered, rooted, stable, consistent, balanced, solid, satisfied, on time, in tune, sociable, hospitable, nurturing, and supportive. These are the best people to be around and to have in your life when they are in balance. Now, let's look at the members of the Turtle Clan to see the special gifts they bring to one another, as well as the other clans of the Sacred Hoop of Life. Now, Beaver people, you have the power of earth and water. Your mineral element, chrysocolla or chrysocolla, helps you balance your earth and inner sky. So you need to get that. You are the builders that rarely look up to the heavens. So you must awaken the energy within you to help you evolve into the powerful beings that you are. You can help others find their way from the earth and water into the higher realms that exist within all of us. This is your medicine, Beaver people. Now, Brown Bear people, you have the power of earth and fire. Amethyst is your mineral totem. And remember, this power is within you. This is why you are the protectors of truth. And listen closely to this, because you have an amazing reading coming up after the break. You are the protectors of truth, Brown Bear people. It is your job to help others find their truth and to teach them how to protect themselves from dark magic. You carry the elements of earth and fire, which is a warrior energy. You are the fierce protectors of all you love, and you carry great courage and strength within you. You show good judgment, and you fight for justice. This is your medicine, Brown Bear people. Snow Goose people, you have the power of earth and air. Quartz is your mineral totem. You hold great wisdom within you, just as your mineral holds the records of the earth. Your work is to tap into your inner knowing and to begin to teach others of this lost wisdom. Since you are of the air, you can fly above the mundane, everyday problems of humanity. This allows you to see things from a higher perspective. Always remember this. This is your medicine, Snow Goose people. You are all powerful when you work together. And as a clan, you are here to teach humanity how to respect and love the earth. And that includes our bodies and our minds. Turtle Clan people have their responsibility to Mother Earth and to the stones of the earth. You are here as protectors and teachers. Your gift to humanity is your ability to love and to nurture people back to health, as well as your individual medicine. You raise consciousness through your groundedness because you are rooted in the earth. This reminds people to take time in their daily lives for higher learning and for the care of their earthen bodies. Now, after our station break, we will continue our discussion on Native Earth Astrology and look at the readings for the Turtle Clan and all its members. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Let us now look at the reading for the Turtle Clan. These energies will be in effect for the next 5 months or longer. Remember, it doesn't matter when you hear this message. It is for you when you hear it. Now, the overall energy for the Turtle Clan is the Council of Fire. This is a powerful card. This is all about decisions that need to be made. And we're going to talk about the Council of Fire because this is a very deep card. And Turtle Clan, this means that you have a really big job to do over the next 5 or 6 months. Your energy is going to be epic, okay? Now, this card holds the vibration of the number 24. And when we add 2 and 4 together, we get 6, which is Capricorn in the sacred tarot, and it relates to justice and equilibrium. So it seems that the members of your clan are all experiencing some kind of crossroads. Now, this is over the entire planet Earth, all right? Now, if you feel that you must make a decision at this time about something very important in your life, this is what this card is talking about. If it has not yet come up for you, then the card is indicating that this is the incoming energy for you. You will have to make a decision about some very important aspect of your life. It takes courage to make changes in your life, and all changes begin with a decision. The advice in this card is do it and don't look back. You must know that life awaits you in all of its beauty. You are also being told that you cannot base your decision on that of another. You must decide what is right for you. In order to make that decision, you must find your truth and stick to it. So you cannot wait for someone else to make a decision before you need to make your decision. That is what they are saying. Now, I want to share this card with you in a little more depth because the Council of Fire is very deep. Now, Councils of Fire held with the Native American clans. This could be within one clan or all of the clans coming together. And what that is the chiefs, the medicine people, all of the leaders, the teachers of the people come together. And the fire is lit at sundown, and it continues to burn all night until sunrise. And this is the time of the Council of Fire, when all of the heads of the clans or the people come together to discuss the issues that are affecting the clan. So, Turtle Clan, this is you. You are being told that the decisions you're going to make are going to bring justice and equilibrium, not only to your own life, but to others around you. And you're being advised that you are part of this council at this time. This is your overall energy. So your truth must be just and bring equilibrium to everyone. This is your overall energy. Now, the challenging energy for you is the peyote ceremony in reverse. I thought this was interesting. Now, this speaks of new abilities. It holds the vibration of the number 4, which is Scorpio, relating to realization, having a realization. So the card being in reverse means you've already had a realization. This is the challenge for you. Now, according to Sacred Tarot, when upright, this card is speaking of developing new abilities and removing self-doubt through conquering your fears. Okay. It's a realization that you are in the position to develop yourself in new ways and you have to remove the self-doubt in order to get there. But you received it in reverse. So this could be telling you that your fears or your self-doubt can be strong at this time, and they could be blocking you from any new opportunities that want to come into your life. Or it could be telling you that you have already acquired some new abilities and that you have conquered many of your fears. So you simply need to realize this and trust in yourself and move forward. This is your challenge. And this is a challenge for the Turtle Clan as a whole. So know that this energy can manifest in different people in different ways, but it's definitely letting you know that it's a time that either you're ready to move forward because you're believing in yourself and you're walking out on it and that's your challenge, or that you still need to overcome your fears and self-doubt in yourself in order for you to accept the new powers and the new abilities that have been granted to you at this time. That's a challenge for you. Now, the remedy is the Coral card. And we have seen this Coral card throughout all of the clans. Everybody has seen it within one group or another in some way. And this is about the need for nurturing. It's the vibration of the number 13. Remember that 13 is the energy of Aries in the sacred tarot. And it represents transformation and death. And death in the sense of letting go of something that no longer serves you. Now, in order to be transformed, we must all let go of something. We must die to something that no longer serves us. And that's what the ancients spoke of when they spoke of the word death. It was not thought of in the way that we see it today. It had a much broader interpretation. So this means letting go and not looking back. You see, letting go of something that no longer serves you and then moving forward, not looking back. That's a death of that thing. So it is the shedding of the old you and embracing the new you, learning how to love yourself and allowing yourself to be loved. This is your remedy for the entire clan of the turtles. So know that everybody, because we've seen this Coral card everywhere, in all the clans, that means humanity as a whole is dealing with the issue of love, either self-love or being able to love someone else, okay? It's an issue. It's either the challenge for you or it's a remedy. So all of humanity is dealing with this. Now let's look at your animal totem, Turtle Clan, because you're being told that this animal totem can assist you over the next 5 months or more with these challenges that you will face. And it's the beaver. The beaver was your animal totem, which is quite fascinating because beaver people are within the Turtle Clan. So beaver medicine is akin to water and earth, and it incorporates a strong sense of family and home. So having the beaver as your animal totem is also stressing the need for you to really pay attention to family and home at this time. One of the beaver's lessons is never paint yourself into a corner. Always be strategic and know your options. Beaver teaches us that limitations kills our productivity because you always have to know you have choices. Whenever you believe you don't have a choice, you are under an illusion. You always have options. So Beaver is reminding you of this. You have options. You need to know your options and be strategic about them, okay? As always, I want you to continue to look up more meanings for the Beaver so that you can discover the medicine of this sacred animal for yourself. So now it's time to look at the readings for each of the members of the Turtle Clan. And we will start with the beaver people. Now, you were born between April 20th or May 20th, between that time. And remember, all of these can also be your rising sign or your moon sign. So pay attention. Everyone needs to pay attention because, again, all of these people make up the sacred hoop of life, and we all contain the entire sacred hoop within us. So chrysocolla or chrysocolla is your mineral totem. Your power color is blue. So you want to wear more blue because this brings out your power. The blue camas, C-A-M-A-S, look that up. Blue camas is your plant totem. Very powerful for you. Very powerful for you. And the beaver, of course, is your animal totem. Your overall energy for the next 5 months, beaver people, is the great mystery card. It has the vibration of the number 37. And we add 3 and 7 together, we get 10. This card teaches us about original source. With the vibration of the number 10, which is Uranus, indicating a change of fortune, according to the Sacred Tarot. This card was pulled in the same position for the Cougar people. This card is reminding you that you are the creator, the source of all your happiness or your pain. You are totally responsible for all that you create in your life. And by receiving this card, you are being reminded to show gratitude for all that you have received in your life. Focus on your creative capacity and you can change anything. Take charge of your life. This is your overall energy, beaver people. This is a beautiful card to have for your overall energy. Now, your challenge is the coral card in reverse. And how many times we've seen this coral card? This is your challenge, but it's in reverse. So upright, remember, it's about the need for nurturing, and it hosts the vibration of the number 13. 13 is Aries in the Sacred Tarot, and it represents transformation and death. So when you get this card in reverse, it means you have already experienced a transformation in your life. You have already gone through a death process in your life. Doesn't mean people around you dying. It means inside of you. You have transformed. The old you no longer exists. You are a new person. This is your challenge, beaver people, because you must accept the beautiful being that you have now become. Because of the life you have been living, because of whatever experiences you have been through, you have now been transformed. You are no longer the old self. So now you must begin to love the new you, accept the new you. That's the coral card in reverse, okay? And it may also be telling you that your challenge is still that you need to let go of something that you no longer need to be nurtured by. So that could be a relationship. That could be a belief system. That could be anything. You have to apply it to your own life. You no longer need to be nurtured by these things. It's time to let it go. It's a shedding. And it coincides with that transformation and death, letting it go. All right? So you must move on and be the amazing new being that you are. You have been reborn. And we also call that a shaman's death, where you go through a process within the self and you shed the old you, and you are transformed by that. So that's your challenge, beaver people, that you've gone through this process. Now just begin to embrace the new you. Now your remedy that will assist you in this challenge, the thing that's challenging for you, is a vision quest. And it's all about seeking and finding. And again, this card was shared by the otter, the deer, and the snake people. You must also take the time to seek out your answers by communing with your higher self. So you may need a retreat. You may need a few days to yourself. You may need, if you're able to take a little bit longer time so that you can really reconnect and know what your mission and your purpose is, because that is what the Vision Quest is for you. And that's your remedy for really getting clarity and understanding on what it is that you're going to be doing in 2025. Okay? It's beautiful reading. Beaver people. Now, brown bear people, you were born between August 23rd and September 22nd. Amethyst is your mineral totem. Your power color is purple. Violet is your plant totem. And the brown bear is your animal totem. Your overall energy is the talking stick, which was also the overall energy for the frog clan, but it was in reverse. Now, this talking stick is very interesting. This is the vibration of the number 15, which is the number 6 when we add 1 and 5 together. If 15 represents Saturn in the sacred Egyptian tarot. And I'm going to go deeper into that when we come back next week, because we really have to discuss this. This is powerful at this time. Now, this energy, 15, being related to Saturn, represents black magic, okay? Now, you remember what I discussed earlier before we went on break, that the brown bear people are responsible for teaching others how to protect themselves from black magic. Isn't that interesting? And then you receive the card of your overall energy is this talking stick, and it's connected to black magic. So I'm going to clear this up for you in one moment. It's very, very interesting. Now, the number 6 is also connected to Venus. And this is about temptation. But know that Venus is a protector for you. Okay? So it comes with like a bittersweet pill here. There is a warning here for you to avoid temptation at this time over the next 6 months. Don't be tempted to do things that you normally wouldn't do, okay? Because it could be dangerous for you at this time. This is a warning from the ancestors, from those that we connect with on the other side that are assisting us in our earth walk. Now, this card reminds us of the validity of listening to other viewpoints and the need to allow others to speak without interruption. The card can also be referring to an inability to see other options for your life. Now, remember, you need to be listening, because there's something somebody is going to share with you that can assist you at this time to help protect you, okay? To help bring something into your consciousness. You may be losing your home. There may be something of an adverse situation happening, but there's somebody that has an answer for you. So it's telling you the talking stick. That means somebody's using a mic. Somebody's either on social media. There's something going to hear on a TV show, something somewhere. But keep your ears open, okay? Because the answer is coming that way for you. But it also is a warning for you to be conscious of what you're listening to, because there could be that double-edged sword there for you. So be conscious. Be conscious. Allow your internal guidance to guide you at this time. Now, your challenge is the Great Mystery card, and it has the vibration of the number 37, which is 10. This card teaches us about original source with the vibration of the number 10, which is Uranus, indicating a change of fortune according to the sacred tarot. And this was the overall energy for the beaver people. This card is reminding you that you are the creator, the source of all your happiness, your pain. And this is a challenge for you, that you have to now take responsibility for everything you're creating. Okay, this is what it's telling you. The great mystery, you knowing your connection to source energy, is a challenge for you at this time. So that may mean that you need to stand in your power and move forward, knowing that you are totally responsible for everything you create in your life. And by knowing this, you are empowered to create an incredible life, the life that you choose. Focus on your creative capacity, and you can change anything. Take charge of your life. This is your challenge, brown bear people. Now, the remedy for you is smoke signals in reverse. This is the vibration of 23. It's about intent. In the sacred tarot, this would be number 5, which is Jupiter, and it represents religion. Upright, your purpose is direction in life, all right? It is about you having a direction in life. But at this time, it seems that in reverse, you already know where you're going. So these smoke signals, they need to be used to your advantage. You must use your ability to draw attention to you to empower yourself. This is about communication. Use your intent to direct your messages clearly. Clear intent brings rewards at this time for you. This is your remedy, and it will speed your growth process. Pay attention to this way of speaking, however you're talking, in whatever way you communicate. Take advantage of the power you have right now to speak your words and bring your intentions into fruition. You've already won half the battle, so use your intention to remove any other barriers that stand in your way. This leads you to a focused path and decisive action. This is your remedy, Brown Bear people. Snow Goose people, you were born between December 22nd, January 29th. Your mineral totem is quartz. Your plant totem is the birch tree. White is your power color. And your animal totem is the snow goose. Your overall energy is the Sundance card, which is about self-sacrifice. Now listen up, because it's in a positive sense. It holds the vibration of the number 6 again, which is Venus and temptation. Now, the Sundance card asks you to look at what needs to be sacrificed in your life so that the sacredness of your life may be restored. It could be the doubts and fears that keep you from living what you truly desire that need to be sacrificed in order for you to manifest the life of your dreams. This card can also be speaking of any bad habits that you may have that need to be conquered. This card also speaks of overcoming your shadow. If you have also learned how to work on your shadow, this is the time that this card is in focus for you. This is your overall energy. Remember that the self-sacrifice of this card is not about denying your needs, but about your decision to willingly sacrifice the limitations that stop you from living an amazing life. Your challenge is the talking stick in reverse. This is the vibration of 15. And we just spoke about this, okay? So the card being pulled in reverse may be indicating that you are listening to too many people and starting to get confused. Now you have to block out those that do not resonate with you. And it could be telling you to listen to your own inner guidance. Disconnect from the opinions of others. Sometimes you have to tune others out and begin to follow your own heart. This is the challenge for the Snow Goose people at this time. And your remedy is the fire medicine in reverse. So this means that your challenge is continuing to feel worthy of new passion and spontaneity in your life. And you are now allowing yourself to enjoy your life. You have gotten over something, and now there is a new thing, person, or project in your life, and it can bring you greater joy and happiness if you allow it to. Turtle Clan, it has been my pleasure to bring you these messages from Spirit. Next week, we will go over these again. We will summarize all of them and bring them together so you can see the big picture that humanity is facing. I pray that these messages will assist you in your walk and in navigating your awakening. Please tune in next week as we summarize all of these readings and then begin our deep discussion on the sacred Egyptian tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful week.